Islamic Gimel, still. So we spoke about the Nakuda of that a Chavar is supposed to be able to focus outwards in you, and that's in the Mida of the Yirei Hashem, that they're able to focus on the on you and on what they want, how they can help you. So Chavar Toiv, Heyel Yirei Hashem, He's Chavar Chavar Sam, Umechavar is probably Oben Harachik. I just want to touch on Bechlau, that so over here the thrust is you should be a chaver tov to them, and you should be his chaver b'chaver some. You should function in such a way that they should become your chaver also. So it's a two way street. The element of a chaver. So Bereshit made the nature of a person. That there's a tremendous mile of having a chaver. There's a introduction to the Kurdish of Sveikis, Mitzvah's brother. It was Kurdish of Sveikis. So he writes over there that the Bereshit made a nature of a person. It's possible for a person to go up into Shemayim. The Simaras Elokim. He's by Zeichem Mamish the Simaras Elokim. He goes up to Shemayim and Mamish sees the greatest Nebuah that there is. If he can't come down and share it with somebody else, he's not happy. So Mamish made a nature like that.
I think a lot of our questions that we had.
There's a joke that I once heard this from a chaplain. It's the type of joke you hear from a chaplain. Anyway, so there's this Reform rabbi who was, it's Yom Kippur, and he's just not in mood of this whole thing anymore. Doesn't believe it anyway. The whole stuff, it's just a job. He says he'd rather be going playing golf. So he gets in his car, Yom Kippur, and he drives to the golf course. So in Shemayim, the Malachim are tumbling, Rabbi and Yom Kippur driving, the whole thing, lightning bolts should come down from heaven and should destroy him. Merchant says, wait. He gets there and he tees up and he gets into, and the Malachim are showing, they can't understand, why is the Merchant not, sending this lightning bolt to destroy him? Father felt he's up. He gets to the first, and he takes a shot, and it's flying, and it's going, and it's a very difficult hole, and it's a five par, and it's going, it's distant, and it's curvy, and it's this and that, and it goes down. It's almost just by the green, and it goes, and it rolls, and it goes into the hole. It's a hole in one. So Moshe says, Shemayim, a hole in one on Yom Kippur. He should give a hole in one on Yom Kippur. Moshe says, and what was he going to tell? Right, that's the joke. Right. The Yesod is a Gemal, the Yesod. The Hanoah of the accomplishment is to share it with somebody. So the says the Russian made it because the Russian made it. He says, why did the Russian make that? The Russian made it because the nature is that therefore the Torah that we have, the accomplishments we have, what we were able to understand, we want to share. We want to share it with somebody. So some people share it through speech, some people share it through writing. But there's some way that you want to be able to take what you have and share it with somebody else. So Mershon made the nature that we're geared towards an element of chavra, that we have to ensure the strength that the person gains through chavra. So but he says over here that you should be a chavra tayv liyirah. You should be a chavra tayv to somebody else. So the first step of one of being part of a chavra is that you have to be. A lot of guys say that I don't have any friends, right? Guy went to camp, he had an issue, he didn't have any friends there. He says, did you reach out to anybody else? You're busy focusing, nobody's reaching out to you and saying hello to you and being interested in you. Did you do that? Did it for anybody else? Why should they be doing it to you? You should do it to them. So the first step is to be the chaver tov. The chaver tov is the awareness of somebody else. The chaver tov is that. So there's a mitzvah called nosi b'olim chaveri. And be'etzim, the koyach of chaver tov, nosi b'olim chaveri, is something which generates the koyach of chaver tov. Nosi b'olim chaveri is to be able to understand somebody else, what somebody else is going through. Rav Olba has a fascinating piece in Ali Shur Kelly Bays where he starts working on the meat of chesed, avas chesed. He says the first step people of chesed would do chesed. He says, no, I don't want you to do chesed. This, we're working on meat, on meat is The first step is no chasara. Why don't you go out for 2 weeks and just contemplate what other people's needs are. Five times a day you're going to meet somebody, you should sit there and think about what do you think they need. And keep a list of it, we'll come back in 2 weeks and we'll meet. That was the first assignment. So after 2 weeks they come back, and they go through the results. And basically, he asked them to comment on what they found. So basically, they found that everybody has the same needs. I basically see everybody has fairly similar needs. That's what they found. He says, basically what happened was you projected your needs with everybody else. You didn't see them. You didn't understand them. You didn't get into their tishkas of what's going on in their mind. You basically reflected yourself onto all these other people. So that's not the meat of Avos Ches. The meat of Avos Ches is to be able to wear what their needs are. So okay, assignment number two. Let's do it again and really think about what they need, not what you think. And it is a tremendous thing that tremendously challenging thing. The first step of a Chavar Toiv is to be able to hear and understand what's good for the person and what's right for them. And that wasn't necessarily that they're just a karmic copy of us, and their needs are similar to our needs. They might be quite different. What they're worried about, what they want to accomplish, their happiness. Right? Taking that's Nakuda Stavaiter, Srivolba and Chelik Aleph. In one place, he writes, he says, that many people. One or two things. They're able to be mesameach with somebody else's. They're able to be mitzari with somebody else's tzar. That's a tremendous accomplishment. You go to Beis Avel and you're able to really understand the person's. Person goes to visit somebody who's a chayla. You relate to their difficulty. That's quite an accomplishment. Being mesameach with somebody's simcha is even harder. He says, "Well, that's not true." He said, "You see, guys go to chasna, and chaver gets engaged. They get the chasna, pasha, everybody's dancing." He says, "Yeah, but are the younger like dancing the same as the bachur?" He says, "Usually not." He says, "Why not?" Because young like don't have that problem anymore. They're married already. So what are you saying? Because I'm in the same situation as him, and I happen to understand the excitement of getting married because I'm not married, so I have that excitement for him, so I can relate to him. So by the end of the day, it's all about me again. Right? But somebody who doesn't have that issue, he doesn't turn him on. And then you have the yochid, no matter what the situation is, he really gets somebody else's the good. And he points out, being mitzvah with somebody else's simcha in many ways is harder than being mitzvah with somebody else's tzar. For a few reasons. One is, we do many of the things that people are scared of or worried about, we share that with many people. Excuse me. But when I go, I say this not gently, right? Person goes to Beis Avel, right? So he feels the person's pain, he lost, etc. He's sorry. But the back of mind, he's saying, "Baruch Hashem, it wasn't me." I'm allowed to, in my situation of safety, I can sit there and but I'm not. There's nothing to be jealous about. Right? But with somebody simple already, there's sometimes something to be jealous about. Right? So it's easier in some ways to, because I'm in a safe place, as it were. That being said, there's a book Feldhain put out. I don't remember the exact title of it. If it's something like, "If there's anything I can do, please ask," something like that. I remember what the title is. It was written by a woman she's been married. She was an almana for many years, left with four young children, and a lot of her point was about people who cared how insensitive their remarks were. So they were trying to be nice, but trying to be helpful, but they weren't able to cop somebody else's situation. Right? The person never lived through the situation of being an almana. It's very hard to understand the pain of an almana. right? What she's going through. So some of the comments, like, you know, were like streaming. So she and a few of her chaveros who were in the same situation started keeping a log of all of the unintelligent comments that they received, and actually that moved into a book of advice to people of what you could do to be, how you really could be helpful, you know, things to be aware of, you know, and because you're not in somebody else's situation. So what does a woman do when she sees, you know, she has to send her kid down into the base of medicine, somebody to take care of her, and there's a father and son program, there's nobody to take the boy to. And so some of them, that sounds pretty obvious, but you know, surprisingly, you know, a woman's a grusha, you know, right? So what about a guy sitting in base medicine and he's having difficulty learning? Yeah, it's not those gametzes to him. So, I mean, how does that guy feel when everybody else around him seems to be doing very well in yeshiva? Like, so, you know, you walk over to me, yeah, I'm sure it'll get better, you know, it's chazik. Yeah, he feels like an idiot. He feels like there's something wrong with him. He feels like there's something wrong with his Yerushalayim, something wrong with his intelligence, something wrong with human being. Yeah, it'll get better, Baruch Hashem, just keep trying. And, you know, that's like, he feels like, thank you for patronizing me. Like, you know, the awareness of somebody else's situation is a tremendously challenging thing. So the Chavar Tov HaYeli Yirei Hashem is not an easy avoider. The second half is Chavar B'Chavar Som, is that you have to be willing to be a Chavar. Right? Some of the investment in a Chavar Shaft is letting somebody do something for you. I don't like people doing me favors. I feel much more happy when I'm not, you know, I'm not receiving it. Yeah, people like that. So you lost your chance to be a chaver to somebody. Part of chaveris is the Bithel Yo writes, it says that there's givers and takers in the world. There's no limit noisnim. He says so our goal is everybody should be noisnim. So everybody's noisnim. There's no noisnim. There's no noisnim anymore. I can't give if nobody's willing to take. Right. So that's it. Theoretically, this whole system is based on the fact that some people can be bad people. Right? That what we're saying? No. It says there's a noital and there's a makabel. Makabel is not a noital. Makabel is a noital also. Sometimes giving is by allowing somebody to give to you. That's also giving. Husband and wife, you know, just I want to be a noital. Just don't do anything for my dear wife. Don't do anything for me. Just nothing. So the woman feels great, right? She feels wonderful. She can't do anything for her husband. Accepting is an act of insina. Right? So Chaver says, I want to do, you know, I'm going to get you something. He says, no, just don't do me any favor. I'm much happier if nobody. What'd you accomplish? The guy, you bet him was selfish because you're uncomfortable accepting something, so therefore you decided not to accept. So then, see, he feels great. He feels bad. So what'd you accomplish? That you hurt somebody. So then you're selfish. By not taking and being so selfless, you're selfish. But we don't always think in those terms. So part of the act of being a chaver, you know, he's chaver, is allowing yourself to be a chaver, is allowing other people to interact with you. So how you doing? Baruch Hashem. That's a great conversation stopper. You know, like, you know. If the guy meant to talk for that level of, you know, he was doing yotzei perfunctory. How are you doing, Baruch Hashem? Oh, great. You know, how are you doing? My aunt may pass away. Baruch Hashem, that's good. So good to hear. Like, you know. I mean, if that's the level of direction, so okay. You know, fine. You know, well, there's my wife had a chavar that had such a mice like that, and she shared that with a friend, and the person responded back, that's something good to hear. Like, you know, like. It's like, you hear what I said, you know, like, I'm worse, you know. But if a person really meant, you know, Baruch Hashem, how are things doing? Is it okay? If they, you know, how's the Shiva going? Yeah, Baruch Hashem. You know, you're not going to share everything about everybody. You have to wear yourself, your heart on your sleeve. But if part of being a chaver, if you want to be a chaver, is the ability, is sharing something, is making yourself vulnerable. Chavrashaft means you're vulnerable because you're connecting to somebody. By connecting to somebody, you're now dependent on somebody to some extent. That's vulnerability is an uncomfortable thing. But that's the process of being willing to share. That you grow together because you share together. You grow together because you're willing to share. You know, I'm having difficulty in this area. Do you have any ideas? So I've just shared that I'm something wrong with it. Or something I'm challenged about. Okay. But the fact that you're willing to do that connects to people, and they share that together. So there's the act of being a chaver, the act of accepting chaveris, and we'll go by it to tomorrow.